Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jamie Navarro. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knobloch strikes out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Starhoviak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Twins 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fabregas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Coomer takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Coomer. The throw from Fabregas and he is safe. Coomer steals second. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coomer moves to third. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coomer scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snopek strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0-for-1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Starhoviak reaches second base with a double. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Coomer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Starhoviak scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Mears moves to second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mears scores. Knobloch moves to third. It's 5-0, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. Becker moves to second. It's 6-0, Twins. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 1 in the game. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Radke covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coomer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coomer moves to second. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lawton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Coomer moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coomer scores. Kelly scores. Lawton moves to second. It's 8-0, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a line drive towards short. Guillen catches it and steps on second to double up Lawton. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 0 for 1 in the game. Snopek hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive beyond short. Mears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Cameron moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball towards left. Lawton settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lawton. Cameron scores. Dean goes all the way around to score. Durham moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-2, Twins. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Carlos Castillo now pitching. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Becker hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molitor for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 2 in the game. Fabregas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cameron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Snopek is 0 for 2 in the game. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Starhowiak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Starhowiak strikes out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coomer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Coomer reaches second base with a double. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kelly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Hocking pinch runs for Ron Coomer. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lawton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Denny Hocking now playing third base. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Guillen moves to second. Greg Swindell now pitching. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Guillen moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Trombley now pitching. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, Twins. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Mears hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Snopek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines strikes out. 1 out. Norberto Martin pinch hits for Jorge Fabregas. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hocking fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cameron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.